G'day, this is Marty Ware from the Potted Vegetable Garden and Marty's Garden on YouTube. Listen guys, today we're going to talk about birds, bees and butterflies in a small space garden. Yes, it's all about organic gardening and the biodiversity. So what I want you to do is consider these elements that I'm going to teach you today and put them into place so you can grow beautiful herbs, fruits and vegetables at home. Look, if you're just a flower gardener or some other type of gardener, introduce these elements into your garden as well. Now, first we're going to discuss about birds. Birds are natural predators. Yes, they love to feed and they will come into your garden and clean up all those nasty little pests for you. You don't have to spray. The best way to bring birds in is provide a dish of water, keep it up nice and high away from cats and dogs so they feel safe and they can come down and have a little bath and a drink. And at the same time, they'll clean up all those little nasties for you. Even leave a bit of nice quality food out for them every now and again if you feel that that may help. The next is bees. Yes, bees, they're our lovely little buzz guys. Yep, they come in and they provide all these. They get in there and feed on all those little flowers and do all that pollination for you. So always keep those plants flowering. Even put in some nice flowers that don't produce any fruits and vegetables and things, but still attract the bees and a bit of colour. And you'll love them too because they look just cool and great. Alright, the next one's butterflies. Well, Karen, my daughter, she loves it when the butterflies come in. They look so beautiful. And it's true, I do too, but look, they don't really leave too much mess around. You know, they'll lay a few eggs and you might get a couple of caterpillars here and there. But if you've got the birds coming in, they're going to clean them up anyway. So it's all about creating the natural order of balance. You see, if there's no butterflies, there's no caterpillars, there's nothing for the birds to eat. So make sure you think about that, keeping it in. If you see a few around, don't freak out. It's the same for moths and things. They will keep in balance and you're still going to get plenty of food. The next one is spiders and lizards and skinks and geckos and all that type of thing. Yes, if you've got little rockeries around and little areas for them to hide, they'll get in and clean up your snails and your caterpillars and all different types of things as well and keep all those little bugs at bay. The next one is lady beetles. Now they clean up the scale and aphids. They can eat up to twice their weight in a day and they love to eat. And one way to get them into your garden is by planting lots of parsley. They just love parsley for some reason. So plant the parsley, attract the lady beetles into the garden, and they look great too, and the kids love to look at lady beetles. So if you've got kids around, you can show them all the lovely lady beetles coming into your garden. And guess what, guys? If you keep this natural order of balance, you're going to produce so much lovely food. You're going to have to never worry about spraying your plants ever, and you're going to have a great, productive garden. Okay, I'm Marty Ware from the Potted Vegetable Garden. You can come and see me at thepottedvegetablegarden.com or subscribe to my YouTube channel so you can get more videos like this at YouTube/Marty's Garden. Okay, and I'll see you there and we'll have another video for you shortly. Happy gardening. Bye.